My son picked his nose and wiped it on me. He said it was funny. I told him it was not.
My fiancé and I wanted to get married at the public library. But they told us it was all booked up.
Why are skeletons so calm? Nothing gets under their skin.
Sadly, my friend from Russia was divorcing his spouse. They were married in their home country some time ago. I tried to console him by saying, not all Soviet unions were meant to last.
I burned 2,000 calories today. I left my food in the oven for too long.
What did one tectonic plate say to the other tectonic plate after the earthquake? It was San Andreas' fault.
My wife didn't believe I could make a car out of spaghetti. You should have seen her face when I drove pasta.
When my wife and I argue, I always get the last word. They're usually, "I'm sorry. You're right."
I told a joke about the cargo ship crashing that didn't go over well. But, it's water under the bridge now.
What condition makes your feet smell like mint? Tic-tac-toe.
I just had some Japanese cartoons tattooed on my legs. My doctor told me I needed manganese. Hang in there for more laughs and groans after this quick announcement.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Cowie, what do you say?
It was. And that time when we did the science experiment, and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on Storybutton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I watched my estranged father get tortured on a rack. It was the longest I've ever seen him.
Highlighter pens are going to be making a huge comeback soon. Mark my words.
Have I ever told you guys my hydraulic jack joke? It hasn't let me down yet.
My wife told me I had no sense of direction whatsoever. I said, "Where did underscore that underscore come from?"
Why did the communist think the capitalist wasn't very smart? Because he lacked common sense.
People always ask me how I never make the mistake of confusing my wife with her twin. It's easy. My wife has green eyes. And her twin is a man.
I'm Bob Jeffy.
And I'm Montgomery Jones.
Get ready for a bonus dad joke. We have a mission to bring joy, and some cringes, to the world, one joke at a time. Share the humor with your loved ones. Sleep well, and I'll catch you tomorrow. Cheers.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Cowie, what do you say?
It was. And that time when we did the science experiment, and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on StoryButton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for more dad joke humor to share? Then subscribe to our new weekly email newsletter. It's our weekly roundup of the best dad jokes, memes, and humor for you to enjoy. Spread the laughs and groans and sign up today. Check the sign-up link in the show notes page or visit dailydadjokespodcast.com. The Daily Dad Jokes podcast is produced by Classic Studios. See the show notes page for social media links and joke credits. This show was recorded in front of a canned studio audience. My neighbor's front door is made of sponge. Lots of people don't like it, but I have to admit, I can't knock it.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.